This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Chances are, you'll have to stay put. Grab the phone and call the authorities. Give them your address and explain the situation as briefly as you can. And in a heartbeat, they'll dispatch a unit to your house. Reaching your street, they can't find your house number anywhere. They get there eventually, but only after having followed the numbers from other houses in the neighborhood. By the time the authorities arrive, the burglars already escaped. That's because your house number can barely be seen. It's so tiny. Your mailbox's one is barely noticeable, too. Get a new and shiny plaque. Make sure the number's big and visible. This will not only help your guests find your house sooner, but you'll also avoid the authorities missing your house next time. While you're at it, make sure the mailbox number's visible, too. Another good way to protect your house is by adding a fence to it if you don't already have one. Make sure it's hard to get through. Use chain link or even metal fencing. Dig it into concrete as well, so burglars can't lift it. If you're okay with a rough look, you can even try out barbed wire fencing. Next up, add lighting to your yard, because if your yard's all dark, it'll be a perfect target for unwanted visitors. Keep a few lamps outside that you can turn on and off. A well-lit yard will let you see what's up outside, and your neighbors too. If they spot someone, they'll call you and the authorities if need be. A spotlight camera is an extra. It usually stays off during daytime and works with a motion detector. It's really bright and lights up when it senses any movement. You can even get one that also starts recording at once. So not only will you frighten burglars, but we'll also have video proof in case anything does happen. Another thing is a Ring camera. Whenever someone rings the door, you can pick it up without even being home. Since your phone's connected to the doorbell, you only need to answer the call wherever you are. If it's someone you don't know and you're smelling something fishy, you can pretend to be home and let them know you're not interested. Dense shrubs in your yard will give the burglar a place to hide, and you might not even notice there's someone trespassing. Keep your shrubbery closely trimmed. It'll not only keep you safe, but also add a bit more shine to your yard. While you're out on vacation, avoid posting your whereabouts on social media. Say someone's had your house on their radar for a while now. You being gone is the perfect opportunity for them to strike. Leave posting the nice pictures you took for when you get back home, and you can keep an eye on things. Oh, and don't show people what you do day to day either. It'll be easy for someone to keep track of your daily schedule and plan an assault for when you're out grocery shopping, for example. This one's obvious, but always lock your home when you leave, even if you think you live in a safe neighborhood. And if you've just moved into a new house, change your locks too. It works for apartments as well, or even if you're just renting a room.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You can never be too safe. Always keep the appearance that someone's inside the house, even when it's empty. The first way to do it is leave your television on. Or, even better, buy a TV simulator. This way, you can program it to turn on and off as you please. I mean, it'd be weird if it was constantly on. It'll save you a couple of bucks as well, because simulators consume less than the real thing. Get a plug-in alarm clock as well, and connect a lamp to it. Set timers for it to go off, let's say dinner time, and for a while at night. You can also get an extra alarm clock and connect a radio to it. If people think you're blasting some tunes, they surely won't try to do anything. Don't forget any valuable items outside, things like your grill, bikes, and any machinery you might have. Store them inside your garage instead, and lock it tight. Security cameras outside your home will let you keep an eye on things, even while you're at work. This one's particularly good if you're extra worried someone's going to break in. Consider reinforcing your door, even if it's relatively new. Instead of breaking in, they might try and completely knock down the door if they're desperate to get in. Get a sturdier one that won't come down easily. This goes for windows too. It's worth investing in a type of glass that won't break when a rock hits it. Or use security film. It's a strong, transparent plastic you put on your windows to strengthen them. Even if your windows break, this film will hold the shards of glass in place. It'll delay the entry by quite a bit, so they might even quit the whole thing. How much mail you've got also lets people know if you're home or not. If there's a huge pile of it, it's clear you haven't checked it for at least a couple of days. So even if your house wasn't a target, it might be now. Get familiar with your neighbors. Invite them over for a cup of tea and talk about your concerns. You'll watch their back and they'll watch yours. And if anyone suspicious comes around, they'll let you know. You can even ask for a favor or two while you're on vacation. Ask them to park one of their cars in your driveway to pretend someone's at home. While you're at it, give them the key to your mailbox and ask them to take your letters for you. You'll repay them when they go on vacation. Take a walk around your house and put yourself in the mind of a burglar. What would you do to get in? There's a tree there that you can climb to reach the second floor. Or maybe it's just too easy to climb the pile of junk that you've got there. It's worth getting rid of both to keep the top floors hard to reach, and no one will be tempted to break the top windows and try to get in like that. If you've got a mail slot in your front door, be aware of mailbox fishing. It's where a burglar puts a pole straight through the mail slot and fishes for keys, or maybe even tries to unlock the door. Get a mailbox cage. This way, if they try to do this, they won't get far. Valuables inside the house are another thing. Keep them out of sight as much as you can. The safest thing you can do is get a safe. But otherwise, you can get decoy items, just in case burglars do get in your house. Keep a few fake gold bracelets next to your bedside table. They'll think they've scored big time, when, in fact, they're going home empty-handed. If you've always wanted a pet, now's the time to get a dog. Make sure it has a cozy place to sleep outside, and as a thank you, it's going to protect your house. As soon as it hears someone step foot in the yard, it'll warn you by barking. Not only that, but it'll wake up the entire neighborhood too, which will bring even more attention to what's happening. Don't ever put up a calendar, or all of this will be for nothing. Say a burglar comes out the back and just looks through the window. If they spot a calendar with the exact dates you're going to be away, none of these tricks will work because they'll know better than to fall for them. And as a last resort, you can get a panic button and keep it next to you when you sleep. You can program it to call the authorities with a press of a button. With that, you'll have alerted them that your house is being invaded.
You've probably heard that when a burglar decides which house to target, they start by casing it. This means that they watch the owners, find out information about their routine, and determine the best time for entering their home. By the time they're ready to commit the crime, they already know for sure when there won't be anybody inside or when the owners will be distracted. One of the tricks thieves use to gather information about your routine is so simple that you may not even give it a second thought. But the next time you hear a quiet crackle under the sole of your shoe, stop and check what it was. The chances are high that you'll find yourself face to face with a crushed cookie. If that's the case, it's your clue that something has gone terribly wrong. The thing is, this is a rather effective tool criminals use to find out if you've left on a trip or when exactly you come home in the evening. A cookie is such an innocent object that people don't usually give it much thought, if they even notice it at all. You arrive home, step on the cookie, make it crumble, and automatically reveal all your secrets to burglars. They know for sure if the house is lived in and can also figure out the schedule of its owners. Things get even worse if you're away from home. The cookie under the doormat remains whole, thus alerting criminals that the house is perfect for a break-in. So, if you find some treats under your doormat, that's pretty bad news. Someone is interested in your house and watching it. It might be a good idea to notify the police or take some safety measures. Now, the ploy with a cookie is just one of the numerous tricks used by burglars. One more sign that can alert you to the fact that you're being watched is white pebbles left near the house or in the driveway. This means that a criminal has already visited your home and marked it as worth entering. Another reason why thieves may have left the pebbles is to indicate that your house stays empty during the day. So, if you're walking along the street and notice a USB flash drive sticking out of a curb or a wall, don't get confused. You have most likely stumbled across a dead drop. Despite its ominous name, this is a global art project that has borrowed some tricks from the world of spies and espionage. Lots of people who know about this project are happy to be able to put on their black coat and dark sunglasses and go to swap confidential information with others. The thing is that many decades ago, spies had their own ways to exchange secret materials. There was a live drop when spies met in person, but this was often extremely dangerous. That's why a dead drop system was invented. In this case, some loose bricks in a wall in an alleyway hid important documents that had to be picked up later. Nowadays, there are more than 1,500 dead drops all over the world, and the accumulated data on these flash drives reaches 10 terabytes. You can come across a dead drop on any continent you visit, except Antarctica, maybe because there are not so many walls there. So, if you find one, what do you do with it? First of all, it's highly inadvisable to connect random USB flash drives to your computer. You never know what viruses are lurking there, looking forward to destroying your hard drive content. And while risk is a part of the game, don't overdo it. If you're 100% sure that you want to play, secure your computer as well as you can, or even better. Secondly, you can't even guess what information will be waiting for you on a flash drive. Anyone can download videos, photos, or text files, and this has already led to several problems. Speaking of which, have you got a parcel with a USB stick in it? Whatever you decide to do with it, don't plug the flash drive in. Such cases have been more and more frequent in Australia. The police warn people that hackers have invented a new tactic. They drop unmarked memory sticks to letterboxes. It'll probably come as no surprise that these devices contain malware able to mess up your computer. They evidently rely on human curiosity and, in all honesty, it pays off. People can't fight an inexplicable desire to check the contents of a mysterious gift. As a result, almost half of USB sticks received by post get plugged in. After that, people start having serious problems with their laptops and computers. For example, fraudulent media begins to stream service offers, or computer viruses harm files and programs on a PC. So, no touching the free flash drive, okay? Now, you leave a shopping mall, your office, an airport, and go to the parking lot to find your car. You unlock it and put the key in the ignition. When you're about to start your vehicle and drive away, you see something strange on your windshield. Is that a $100 bill wrapped around your wiper? Oh, you could certainly find a way to spend this unexpected gift. But do you really think someone accidentally put money on your windshield and forgot all about it? Beware, this is nothing but a ruse. Because as soon as you get out of your car to get a closer look at this mysterious banknote, the owner of the banknote will take action. They will get into your car and drive off at a record-breaking speed. Let's admit that no one would turn off their ignition and take their belongings with them if they got out of their car to check the windshield for a C note. As a result, in under a minute, you'll lose your car, your wallet, and your documents, and you'll be left stranded in the parking lot. People have recently started to find some article of clothing, like a shirt for instance, lying on their windshield or wrapped up in their wipers. If you ever happen to be one of these people, don't fall into this trap and don't try to remove the object. Just get in your car and drive away as fast as you can from the place you were parked. This seemingly misplaced garment is actually a new con being used by muggers and thieves. It works like this. If you see some random piece of clothing that prevents your wipers from moving or obscures your view, your first reaction will be to remove it, of course. But while you're distracted untying it or trying to get it off, the criminal has plenty of time to jump you. The most common place for this sort of scam is parking garages. They're usually badly lit and pretty deserted, which means there are few witnesses around and plenty of dark spaces for the attacker to lie in wait. Now, if one day you come home and notice some graffiti or markings on your door or house, call the police immediately. Even if it just looks like a teenage prank or a simple scratch, it's better to be safe than sorry, because burglars use certain marks to tell other criminals different things about your house. For example, something resembling a Roman numeral 2 means that the homeowners are rich, so the place is a great target. On the other hand, a crossed circle tells other burglars that there's nothing valuable to take from the house. Kind of makes you want to mark your own house like that. Now, a long horizontal rectangle divided into four parts means the place has a big aggressive guard dog. A triangle divided into two parts by a vertical line tells criminals to hit the place only at night, while a reversed one says that a house or apartment is free after dinner. And something looking like a combined A and K lets their fellow burglars know that the house is always full of people. Hey, did you know there's even a fraternity for burglars who love to steal desserts named Iota Grab a Pie? Sorry, I made that up. A new trick being used by car thieves, and that's the trick with a coin. They slip it into the space between the door and the door handle. When a car owner thinks they've locked the door with a remote, the vehicle is, in fact, still open. The coin prevents the lock on one of the doors from working. As soon as the owner walks away from the car, the thief has no problems at all opening the door and driving away. Another trick. As soon as there's some public gathering, a big party, or even a busy day at the mall, car thieves make an announcement over the PA system that a particular car, chosen by them of course, has blocked their vehicle in and they can't leave. As soon as the owner comes out to move his car, a group of guys start to act. They assume, and for good reason, that the person is carrying the key to his car. Wait, can you hear that? Sounds like someone's knocking on your door, and you aren't expecting anyone. Well, maybe that's just your neighbor come to ask for some garden tools again. You get up to go downstairs, but then you hear the noise of metal scratching in the keyhole. You stop, frozen in fear. Seconds later, you can hear the door clicking. The problem is that you live alone. First, let's make sure there really is someone in the house. But you should be very quiet in case there's a burglar. Look outside the house to search for traces. Can you see anything suspicious? Is there an unknown vehicle close to your house? Maybe you can spot some footsteps or broken window. Was the fence gate open? There might also be hints inside the house. But be careful if you're looking for them. Make sure you can't be seen. Maybe there's some lights off that are usually on. Or maybe there's some mud on the floor that wasn't there before. Listen carefully to the sounds. Maybe you can hear some footsteps or movement, or the creak of a door. Wait, did you hear it? Looks like someone bumped into your tea table. Okay, it looks like there really is someone in your house. So your next step is to try to get out of the house to be safe. If it's possible, leave altogether. Both the front door or the back door or even a window works. If it's a bit risky, you might want to try an escape. An injury is nothing compared with your life. If escaping is not an option, then lock yourself somewhere. Bedrooms are usually the first rooms burglars check because that's where most people keep their valuables. So it's better to stay away from them. Still, if there's no other way, bedrooms better than nothing. Lock it and pretend you're asleep. But if you can, then better hide somewhere else. The bathroom is a great choice because it's usually not of interest to burglars. Now, stay quiet. The burglar probably won't spend more than 10 minutes in your house. If the intruder doesn't find you're inside, you'll avoid confrontation. The most important thing is you staying safe. So don't move or make any noise. As soon as you're safe and hidden, call the police immediately. Remember, when calling them, always give your location first. In case something happens and you're not able to finish your conversation, at least they'll know where to go. If you can do it without being noticed, try to study the intruder as carefully as you can. Make sure to remember their height, body type, the way of walking, hair color, race, gender, age, and any other specific details you might notice. Anything you can spot will be helpful. If you can look outside and see the vehicle, remember its brand, color, and the license plate number. Then, wait again. Just freeze and never leave the place you've chosen until the burglar leaves or the authorities arrive and help you out. But burglars don't go to any random house. They don't want to be noticed. So they choose their target very carefully. And you can make it so they don't pick yours. Make your house an open space. The greenery makes the house harder to observe, so burglars pick those houses that have the most of it. Make sure to trim all the shrubbery that hides windows and doors. Turn on the lights as soon as it's dark every day of the year. Illuminate everything – the porches, the driveway, the yard, both the front and the backyard. First, it makes the surroundings more visible, and burglars will prefer to stay away. Second, it makes an impression that there's someone home, and they don't want anyone to be there when they break in. Lock all the doors and windows. People forget to close their bathroom window, and burglars know it very well. There should never be a way in. Don't leave any secret way to enter the house in case you forget your keys. If you know about such a way, so do burglars. If you have any trees too close to your house, cut the branches so it's not possible to climb it and get into any of the windows. Keep all of your tools and store ladders in a locked garage. Don't ever keep them lying around when you don't use them, because they can all be used to break into your house. Don't have any spare keys hidden in random places outside the house. Better give one to a neighbor you trust. When you move into a new house or apartment, change the locks if possible. Make sure that your doors look modern and reliable. Old and bad doors that are easy to crack attract burglars. Don't throw away copies of documents or unnecessary checks just like that. Burglars can check your trash to learn more about you. So, shred documents into itty-bitty pieces before you throw them away. Don't leave boxes from a new plasma TV, expensive phone, laptop, or gold watch near your house. Don't show anybody that you're well off. Make sure that the house number is clearly displayed and can be easily noticed. This way, the authorities or any other help will be able to find your house way faster. Even if you have security cameras installed, they don't guarantee that your house won't become a target. The cameras are helpful when finding the robber after everything's happened, but they don't prevent any action. Many robberies happen when people are away for some holiday, so the burglars shouldn't find out you're not going to be home for a long time. Whenever you leave, make it look like you're actually home. Tell your neighbors you're leaving. Ask them to keep an eye out on your house and check it from time to time. To check if there's someone currently living in the house, burglars often check the mail. If the mailbox is full, it means there's no one living there right now. Ask your neighbor to collect the mail for you and clean the porch from ads and newspapers. Burglars may also leave marks on your house. For example, they can put a thin strip cut from a plastic bottle into the doorway. If it stays on the door for 1 or 2 days, this tells the burglar that there is no one at home. So ask your neighbor to check these things out too. Ask them to park their car occasionally in front of your house for a while. This will give an impression that you have visitors. Still, if the house stands quiet for days, it's obvious there's no one living there currently. You can set up a timer for lights, radio, or TV so it works a couple of hours a day. If you're leaving for a long time, make arrangements so that your grass is cut and watered or the snow in front of your house is shoveled. It's a good idea not to post photos from your vacation while you're there. Burglars use social media, and they do their research. It's dangerous even if you have a private account, because burglars can collaborate with tech-savvy criminals. They would break into the accounts of rich people, find out when they were going on vacation, and inform the burglars about it. But before someone breaks into your house, they watch it for a while. They want to know when you're home and when you're not. If you start getting many random calls, it might be a sign that they checked what time of the day you're out. If the light sensors start malfunctioning, check immediately if everything's all right. This doesn't always mean there are problems with electricity. Burglars may cut the wiring. Watch out for doors. If you notice scratches on the lock or it's becoming harder for you to open the door with your key, it might mean that someone tried to break into your house. Change the locks immediately. A break-in starts with a knock on the door. If you happen to be home at the time, it's important to learn how to answer it to scare them away. Always pretend like you're not home alone. You can call out something like, "Can anyone answer the door, please?" Teach your kids that they should never answer the door or open it to anyone unsupervised.
You park your car in a dark alley, lock it, and leave it for just a couple of minutes to go grab a coffee. When you come back, your beloved vehicle is no longer there. A siren sounds. Oh, wait. That was the alarm. Phew. Luckily, that was all just a dream, and you can help it to never come true. First of all, you can install a steering wheel lock in your car. It can either be a long metal rod stretched over the steering wheel or a chain lock connected to the seatbelt buckle. Both options are good to slow down the bad guys that might break into your vehicle. But don't make it 100% thief-proof. The thieves can just cut the steering wheel or even the lock, so you need to add some extra layers of protection to be sure. Criminals like to use gadgets that catch signals and help them steal cars without a key. For example, if the car is parked in a garage of a private house or under the windows of a multi-story building, the keys are accessible through the radio device. Thieves can easily intercept the signal, and the owners of the car won't notice anything. To protect your keys from relay attacks when they're stored at home, use something metallic. You can simply wrap the keys in foil to block the radio signals or keep them in a safe metal box. Park in areas that are well lit and have security cameras. Building entrances and parking lots are your best choice. An isolated garage isn't always the best idea because it could put you personally at risk. So if you do park in one of those, stay close to the attendant or where security cameras can see you. Keep the wheels turned towards the curb whenever you park. It will make it way harder for thieves to try to tow the auto with a tow truck. To steal a car, a criminal will have to make some extra maneuvers. It takes time and effort and can demotivate the bad guys. In many cases, it's not your car the bad guys are after. It's that shiny new laptop you dropped in the front seat or your designer purse that looks like it's stuffed with valuables. Things like that are hard to resist and often lead to a break-in. So take an extra moment to hide your belongings in the trunk, and your vehicle will be less tempting for criminals. Don't just jump out of the car, even if it's literally for a moment to buy something. If you need to get out, always stop the engine first, close the windows, and lock the doors. Storing your vehicle registration in the car is a good way to make the lives of thieves easier. They can present it to police officers in case they get pulled over. Your insurance information and VIN can help them get new keys to unlock the car, no problem. If you aren't the only person using the car, find some secret place to hide the registration and only tell the people you trust 100% about it. You can also take a photo of your title registration and insurance information and store them on your smartphone. Another option is to make copies of those important docs and keep them with you. Mark your windshields, windows, and mirrors with a VIN number, which is the identification number of the vehicle. This service won't cost you a lot, but will demotivate the bad guys. They'll have to spend money to change the marked glass, and they will think twice if they want to invest in your vehicle. You can also play spy and leave marks on different parts of the car with an invisible pen, or cover it in micro dots with your ID details. This won't stop thieves, but it will make it easier to track the vehicle if it gets stolen. If you know that you'll have to leave the car somewhere new and you don't feel like it's a safe place, hide an old switched-on phone or tablet in it. Make sure you have a way to track it. Then, the Find My Phone feature will help you locate the phone and the car in a matter of seconds. You can either get a cheap data plan for real-time tracking or rely on GPS. It should work even without a SIM card. Protect your side mirrors from thieves with special covers. You can find models that come with locks made from anti-cut materials. The cover will also protect your side mirrors from scratches and scuffs and extend their lifespan. Plus, you can go creative and choose covers with your favorite team's logo or something else that's important to you. Not a bad idea to customize your vehicle on a budget, right? Car thieves use different schemes to distract your attention. A piece of paper stuck to the rearview window, a plastic bottle over the wheel, or a shirt on the trunk of your car. These and other small things will likely get you out of the car. The bad guys can also pretend to be nice and helpful and to tell you to pull over because there's something under your car. The idea here is, again, to get you out of your car and let them steal it. So instead of going out, close the windows, lock the car doors, And don't go out if there's someone suspicious hanging around. Criminals aren't the only bad guys who can do your vehicle harm. Harsh winter weather can be a problem too. If you don't want to find your wipers stuck to the windshield and scrape them off every morning, leave them up when you're not driving. You probably heard it's a bad idea because it ruins the arm's spring and can tempt someone to steal your wipers. Don't worry, the springs don't lose their elasticity, and there aren't really many people who are after your wiper blades. In case you forget to put the wipers up and find them safely stuck to your windshield, try running the AC. Cold air will defrost the windows just like warm air. It works by dehumidifying the air. If your lock is frozen and you can't get inside your own car, treat it with some hand sanitizer. That substance can melt the ice without a problem. To prevent your windshield from getting frosty, mix 3 parts vinegar and 1 part water and spray that solution on the windows overnight. It'll save you some scraping time in the morning. Always keep your gas tank more than half full in cold weather. Moist air will be happy to fill any empty space above the fuel in your tank. And that air will condense to water in the cold. Water is denser than gasoline, so it settles at the bottom of your tank. When enough of it accumulates, it'll go through the fuel line to the engine, and that's not really good. To protect your favorite car from rust, wash your vehicle regularly. Something as simple as that can be the difference, because dirt damages the protective layer of clear coat and paint and makes it easier for rust to sneak in. Don't forget to wash the undercarriage of the car and the wheel wells. Make sure the car paint isn't chipping or peeling. You need that layer to protect your vehicle from the elements. In the cold season, salt from the road can also cause some rust spots. To avoid that, you should at least rinse the car every week, even in the winter. And don't forget to wax it at least twice a year. That's another good way to keep your paint looking good as new and protect it from UV rays. One more thing is to keep the inside of the car clean. If you spill something inside, always mop up the liquid. You don't want it to seep further and hit the metal parts. This is exactly how rust forms.
Did you know that every 15 seconds, a home burglary occurs in the United States? This means that approximately 4,800 burglaries happen every day, and the police can only solve 13% of all the reported cases. So yeah, home security is nothing to be joked about, and so I won't. But still, don't worry. It's not like you need to turn your house into a fortress to feel safe. There are a great number of things you can do to keep the bad people out of your house and keep your valuables safe without breaking the bank. First things first, homes without a security system are 300% more likely to be broken into and burglarized, so you should definitely consider setting up one. However, there are many different types of security systems out there. That's why it can get overwhelming to choose the best one for your specific needs, desired level of protection, and budget. Yet again, it all comes down to two options: professional installations and DIY installations. Let's go through both of them together. Professional installed systems require professional monitoring and usually have contracts that are likely long-term. Professional systems come with fees. However, companies usually require lower upfront equipment costs since they will spread the cost throughout the course of your contract. Once you decide on a professional installation, the company will first schedule an appointment with one of their experienced technicians who can conduct a security assessment and explain all your options to you. And as long as your contract is valid, you can report any problems you have with the system to them so they can make sure the equipment works correctly. All in all, you should pick professionally installed security systems if you want to put up your feet and relax instead of watching long hours of tutorial videos or reading pages of manuals. Still, professionally installed security systems may not work for you, especially if you're a renter, due to the contract commitment conditions, Or maybe you're not a renter, but you simply have budget limitations. That's where DIY installations come in handy. The greatest thing about DIY systems is that while the average monitoring price is around $50 per month on professionally installed systems, it is around $28 a month on DIY ones. Plus, there are no installation fees with DIY systems either. Yet again, you should expect higher upfront equipment costs if you're going to pick this option. And there's also the fact that DIY home security systems come with the risks of improper equipment placement and missing security vulnerabilities a pro would catch. At the end of the day, the most important thing you need to do before choosing a system is evaluate the needs of your neighborhood as well as your house. Did you know that 34% of burglars simply use the front door when breaking into a home? That means if your door is not strong and secure enough, you're basically inviting the burglars in. So setting up security systems is not enough. You need to inspect all your exterior doors too. Make sure the door frames are strong and the hinges are protected. You can always use door reinforcement kits to add extra protection. If your door has a mail slot, don't forget to check if it's possible for someone to reach through it to unlock the door. When moving into a house or an apartment that was previously occupied by someone else, change the door locks. This is the easiest way to ensure that no stranger can just walk into your house using the keys. One other way to boost security for your door is to use wireless doorbell cameras. This one from Amazon is extremely user-friendly. It's 100% wireless, it has a built-in rechargeable battery that can last 1 to 2 months, so you won't have to charge those too often. You can track the battery situation from the phone app. It also has motion detection technology and super night vision, and you don't need to worry about the weather conditions because it's also waterproof. By the way, don't forget about the sliding glass doors. You can use a window bar or dowel in the track to keep them from being forced open. Or you can add a door sensor or glass break sensor to get alerted if and when someone is tampering with them. We're getting into the very basics of home security now. The percentage of burglars entering a home through a window is as high as 23%. The main reason for that is because most of the time, people forget to lock their windows. Yet again, burglars can always break the glass. If you don't want that to happen, you can try reinforcing the glass with window security film, adding window bars, or installing window sensors. If none of that is possible, you can also plant prickly bushes under the first floor windows to discourage burglars from choosing your house to break in. Now, what's the difference between an actor and a burglar? Burglars don't like to be in the spotlight. That's why having outdoor lighting is to your advantage. Lights should be placed around your front and back yards, along pathways, and near the garage. To make your outdoor security lights more effective, you can use motion-activated ones. Take this one for example. It's solar-powered, so it'll help you save energy. But that doesn't mean you won't have any light once the clouds cover the sky. It's able to run 4 to 5 nights on rainy days. Also, don't allow the burglars to play hide-and-seek. While trees and shrubs may make your home look more beautiful, they also provide a convenient hiding spot for burglars. That's why you should trim down trees and plants, at least the ones close to your house that could be used for cover. Choose smaller flowers and bushes instead, so that burglars don't have a hiding spot to wait for you to leave your home. The same thing goes for any lock gates, sheds, or other outdoor buildings you have. Make sure those places are locked. Burglars can use stools and ladders to climb in from the windows too, so don't tempt them by leaving one outside. Now this one goes without saying, but I will anyway. Lock the garage. Even if there's no access to your home through there, it's likely that you still have plenty of valuable stuff stored in there that burglars might be interested in. It's also wise to store your garage door opener inside your house rather than leave it in your car. This way, you'll be preventing burglars from easily taking it. If you use a security code to open your garage, then keep it confidential and avoid entering it in front of other people, including neighbors. Some neighbors, well, you just don't know. Installing a driveway alarm will also help secure the garage. Now these days, not just burglars, but porch pirates, aka package thieves, are a big problem too. Last year, almost 1 in 7 Americans fell victim to them. This is where security cameras proved to be useful. First of all, they work as a deterrent. And secondly, if someone were to really steal your package, you'd be able to identify them thanks to the security footage. If you can't spare some money to get a good security camera for the time being, you can opt for a fake one. They're a lot cheaper, and they will help make your home look more secure than it actually is. This one is worth considering if you're searching the market. It contains a flashing light, which makes it look as realistic as it gets. Now, last but not least, having a safe wouldn't hurt. And don't worry, it doesn't have to be one of those uncrackable giant titanium ones in the heist movies, like Ocean's 23. Burglars may still be able to break into your house despite all the precautions. So, you still need to make sure your valuables are protected at all times. You can hide all things important from your expensive jewelry to your vital documents in there just to be extra safe. If you're going to get yourself one, make sure it is fire-resistant, waterproof, and heavy enough that a thief can't pick it up and walk away with it. As they say, better safe than sorry.
You check into your hotel room, connect to Wi-Fi, jump on the bed, and post 15 photos of your new window view. When the initial surge of excitement is gone, you notice a suspicious blinking light on your big TV. Could it be that someone is watching you? Or have you just seen too many spy movies? Well, hidden cameras come in all shapes and sizes. Large ones are easy to spot, but the small ones can be really sneaky and inconspicuous. They can be hiding behind furniture, in decorations, or vents, and anywhere else you'll have trouble noticing. There are even special cameras that can be hidden in everyday movable objects, like alarm clocks, picture frames, vases, and lamps. Check to see if these objects are facing at a strange angle, or if they're positioned to get the best view of your room or bathroom. The easiest way to spot a hidden cam is to look for the lens reflection, because all cameras come with lenses. Turn off the lights and slowly scan the room with a flashlight, laser pointer, or a special wireless spy cam detector. It comes with infrared scanning lights and one illuminating light. When you find a reflective red spot, you gotta turn on the flashlight to help check if there is a hidden camera. Definitely check the vents along with any other holes and gaps in the walls or ceiling. Some advanced detectors even show you what the camera is seeing, making it way easier to spot and disable. The detectors only work on cameras that are turned on and working normally, though. Your mobile phone can also help you find some hidden threats. Turn on Bluetooth and walk around. See if any unknown devices pop up on the screen. Another idea is to install a network scanner app that shows all devices that are connected to the Wi-Fi network you're using at the hotel. When it's done scanning, study the list for devices called something like IP camera or cam. Plus, you can put your phone on selfie mode, turn off the light and close the curtains, and look around the room slowly while focusing on the screen. Keep an eye out for purple or white lights on the screen. You can play detective some more and call your friend or family member and start walking around your room. Secret cameras should emit a sort of radio frequency. It will most likely interfere with your phone call signal. If you start hearing any weird noises while you're on the phone in a certain area of your room, make sure to inspect it carefully. Check out the light switches, electrical outlets, lamps, and other objects you normally wouldn't pay attention to. If they look a bit crooked, have a hole, or seem misplaced, it could be a sign that someone tampered with them. Many spy devices need wires, and whoever installed them had to hide those wires, often behind the vinyl baseboard. That's why the place where the floor and the wall meet is another area you should check. Ridges, bumps, or discoloration could be a sign there's a microphone hiding there. The same goes for spots on ceilings and walls, even if they're not larger than a coin. If you do find a hidden camera or something looking suspicious, don't shy away and let the hotel administration or your booking service know about it. Don't try to touch or move the device yourself. If the hotel denies everything, contact local law enforcement. After you've scanned the room for cameras, check out the mirrors. Someone could be watching you from the other side. First, see if the mirror is built into the wall or can be adjusted. If the mirror is semi-transparent, it will be built into the wall. You can do a simple test to check the mirror. Press your fingertip against the glass and push firmly enough to leave a fingerprint as you move your finger away. Study the fingerprint. If there is a small gap between the print and the mirror where the glass should be, then it's just a mirror. On a semi-transparent mirror, there will be no gap. Another way to check if your mirror is semi-transparent is simply to tap the glass. If someone is watching you from the other side, the mirror will make an empty sound. A double mirror needs a brighter light on the other side than on yours. Get close to it and cup your hands around your eyes. Do you see some light behind the mirror? If so, you might have an unwanted audience. Before you leave your room or go to bed, make sure every door is securely locked. By every door, I mean not only the entrance to the room, but also the door leading to the terrace, if you have one. You can bring a portable door lock with you for extra security if you're staying in. You could also start a little DIY project and wrap a belt or a bag strap around the arm that pushes the door shut. Buckle it up and wrap it around several times for an extra layer of protection. Another idea for when you're about to nap or go to sleep is to build a pyramid of stuff by the door. Glasses and mugs will do perfectly. If someone tries to get inside while you're sleeping, there'll be some serious noise. Intruders prefer to keep it low-key, so they're highly likely to give up on robbing you straight away. If you travel with some valuables and don't feel comfortable leaving them around the room, you could put them in the safe inside your room. But because those safes use passcodes instead of physical locks, someone from the hotel has to know the master code to unlock it, just in case. So, you can bring your own safe with you instead. You can find the ones looking like books on Amazon, for example. They're made of strong metal and textured paper. They come with a combination lock and have enough room to fit your passports, cash, and jewelry. In case you have to leave your laptop in the room and want to make sure no one plugs in a USB drive to steal your data, here's what you can do. Leave a bottle of water or some other item next to the USB port. Measure the distance. Let's say it's one thumb length away. For someone to plug in their device in the laptop, they need to move the bottle. You can take it one step further and drop a pen parallel to the laptop under a certain angle. You can measure the angle with your smartwatch or phone using the Compass app. Again, if someone moves it, you'll know. Even something as simple as a "please do not disturb" sign can help you figure out if someone entered your room while you were away. Make it look like you left in a rush and the sign accidentally stuck between the door and the door frame. If you come back and the sign is hanging freely, then someone must have ignored it and tried to disturb you. In that case, you can contact reception and ask to send someone to enter the room with you to keep you safe. If you care about the cleanliness of your room as much as you do about your belongings and your personal safety, this one's for you. Hotel housekeeping workers normally have up to 20 rooms to take care of on an 8-hour shift. It means they'll have no more than 30 minutes for your room. It gives them enough time to make the bed, clean the floors in the room and the bathroom, empty the trash bins, and dust all surfaces. But they rarely have the time to take care of smaller objects like light switches, door and drawer handles, and remotes. And yes, these are exactly the objects you'll be in contact with the most. They can actually have more germs than the toilet. So if you want to be sure those germs won't land on your hands, bring enough antibacterial wipes to clean all those things before you touch them. Did you know that most break-ins take place in the middle of the day? The FBI says burglaries happen midday because people are outside the house. Don't let your home be an easy mark for theft. Here are 10 tips to protect your home and some security items you might need along the way. Number 1 on our list is portable door locks. they aren't just designed for regular houses. Let's say you stay in a rented house where other guests also come and go. You can carry one of these portable locks with you. Many rooms have secondary locking mechanisms besides the regular lock, like security chains attached to the door, but you shouldn't always rely on them. These mechanisms are only held by screws. It means they're easy to dislocate. There are many portable lock models, so what should you look for? Ease of use is the key for installation and removal in case of emergency. Most inward swing doors are suitable for these items. Adalock is a good example. You can find it on Amazon. It's fairly inexpensive, has a versatile design, and most importantly, comes in one piece. It takes seconds to upgrade your safety. You insert the claws into the door's strike plate and then close the door. It'll be held in position with a handle. There you go. Burglars don't hang out in your house or bother stealing heavy stuff like TVs. They want to get in and out in under 10 minutes. What you should do is take some precautions to slow them down. Laminated glass is great for this. You should consider investing in it. Normal windows that are made with tempered glass can shatter easily, but laminated windows are like shields. They can crack but not break apart. Instead of making smashing noises and grabbing attention, the burglar will probably leave. The structure of laminated glass is different from the regular one. It holds the piece intact even after a strong impact. Laminated glass windows are 100 times stiffer and 5 times more durable than standard. What makes these types of glass so special? Firstly, it's made with layers. There are 2 layers of glass, and there's a vinyl material in between that helps keep the 2 layers intact. As a bonus, laminated ones have a soundproofing feature. 2 birds with 1 stone. The interlayer absorbs some of the outside noise. It's glass after all. Aren't we going to see the vinyl layer? That might be the question that popped into your head. Nope, laminated glass is transparent, just like other types. Enjoy the crystal clear views while staying safe. I would say, but unfortunately, it's expensive to get these specifically manufactured burglar deterrent glasses. You can have professionals install a laminate film onto your standard windows. Or you can even buy security film. They all work according to the same principle, but obviously, these alternatives cannot be as strong as the laminated glass itself. The next few tips come from an ex-burglar, Michael Fraser. Now he's giving bits of advice on how to protect from theft. His first tip is quite interesting. Don't put a "Beware of the Dog" sticker if you have a dog. If a dog can walk around the house without triggering the alarm, so can a human. This is the way burglars think. Plus, many dogs get friendly in a short time unless they're specifically trained to catch strangers. Otherwise, they can easily be put in a room and, well, you know the rest. Bye-bye to precious items. Advertising your house for sale online is a standard procedure to attract potential buyers, but also thieves. With your innocent pics, burglars can have floor plans with virtual tours. They can easily spot the entry and escape routes. Sounds like a perfect plan to rob a house. Number 5 is buying a home security system. It helps prevent thefts and notifies you if that happens. According to the data, homes without a security system are almost 3 times more vulnerable to break-ins. There are numerous ones to choose from. Some are pricey, but luckily, there are affordable options too. You don't even have to call professionals. This do-it-yourself security system from Amazon is an example of a budget-friendly gadget with useful features. These types of devices are designed to be easy to install. You'll be guided through an app for the software and for the product itself. Bonus, you won't have to deal with screws, tools, or drilling. They have fast emergency dispatch that can notify the authorities if you say so. Since it's easy to set up, it's perfect for short-term residents too. Remember I mentioned that if a dog can walk in the house, so can a thief? Well, technology is not in favor of thieves. these types of devices can now detect intruders and be friends with your pet. The sensors can be put in the window, doors, and corners, but still be adjusted to avoid fake alarms by the pets. Another device to add a layer of protection to you, especially in shared residences like dorms, is a doorstop alarm. These devices are very compact, so you can put them in your luggage and take them on your dream vacation. You can use it in your daily life. A doorstop alarm can be used on any door as long as you place it inside. It works as a door wedge, but it keeps the door closed. How does it work? When the alarm is triggered, it will keep the intruder outside the door and activate a noise alarm. It can wake the owner of the house or neighbors. This one, again, can be easily found on Amazon. Ex-burglar Michael also recommends thinking like a thief. Ask yourself, how would I get in? It's a great starting exercise for discovering vulnerable spots. Walk around your home. Is there a window that can be easily opened? Oh wait, is it your laptop on the desk that can be seen from the street? Speaking of the street, if you buy a new electronic device like a TV or a computer, don't leave the empty cartons displayed near the trash container. This looks like an invitation to thieves. They will know that you have expensive electronics inside the house. Instead, break down the cardboard boxes and then put them away for recycling. Unfortunately, first floor windows are entry points in 23% of home break-ins. To prevent this, you can purchase a wireless alarm kit. When it comes to the front door, installing a double-key deadbolt can be a solution. Similarly, motion sensor lighting does the job. Do you have blind spots around your home? Upgrade to a security camera with night vision. If you want to see what's happening inside your house rather than outside, you can get one of these cool security gadgets. Orbi Robotic Mobile Sphere is like a ball, but it has a camera inserted in it. It doesn't have a limited view. Imagine you're at the office and want to play with your dog. Your four-pawed best friend can chase the ball at home while you're away controlling the device. Ah, okay, we're here to save your house from burglars, so I'll leave fun pet toys for another video. Here is a shocking truth about fences. Most people believe that fences are like guardians protecting their property. Sorry to break it to you, but even tall and solid ones aren't as secure as you believe. The number one rule of a thief is not to be caught. And if they broke into a house with fences at night, they'd be perfectly covered. Your neighbors can't see who that person is. You know, unless they have X-ray vision. The fences should be hard to climb. One of the points of having a fence is privacy. But I'm just saying metal, wire, and picket fences are harder for intruders to fly in. So, we cracked the burglar's code. Implementing the tips on our list might help you discourage and prevent burglary and keep you safe. Did you experience such unpleasant incidents? If so, do you have any other tips for fellow Brightsiders to watch out for? Oops, another burglary in the US has just occurred. Wait another 22.6 seconds and there will be another one. Hey, no need to worry about your property. Forewarned, forearmed. Let's explore a few tips on how to protect your house. A mere sticker can contribute a lot to your house's safety. For instance, you can use a sticker that says you have a home security system, even if in reality you don't. It may not sound convincing enough, but still, burglars prefer not to mess with such houses. Just one more tip here. Make sure the sticker looks true to life, so a makeshift sign won't do. It's better to fork out some money and grab a real-looking sticker. Another smart trick is to leave a pair of really large shoes on the porch so that the burglars could clearly see them. It will make them think someone big and dangerous lives there, and they won't fancy meeting them. Right, now let's inspect your door. I hope you don't leave the keys under the doormat. The only things you can leave under the mat are the cookies or chips. This is a fun way to see if someone was visiting you while you were away. However, the trick doesn't give you a 100% guarantee. It might be a mailman, a delivery guy who got the wrong door, or even a random dog hanging around your porch. Yeah, cookies feel better in your stomach, not under the doormat. Okay, you're back home from work. It was a tough day, and you're tired. You leave the keys in the keyhole and completely forget about it. Right, the main thing is that you've locked the door and the keys are inside. But who said there is no burglar in the bushes targeting your house? Technically, it might be impossible to insert a dupe and get in if there's a key in the keyhole. But these guys are well-equipped and have a whole assortment of hooks to lure the key out. You know what happens next? They can seep into your house as silently as ninjas and grab all your valuables while you're peacefully sleeping. A lock that can only be closed from the inside and can't be opened from the outside seems like a good solution. When moving to a new place, even if you didn't buy it, but rent it, make sure to change the locks. Who knows how many copies of those keys there are? As for renting, you never know who lived there before you moved in. Also, if for some reason you accidentally left your keys in the front door for some time, the best thing to do is to change the lock. Yeah, probably nothing bad will happen, but still, it's better to play it safe. Plus, not only should you stop leaving the keys in the door, but you also shouldn't leave them on display. Maybe it's better to bring the keys to the living room instead of keeping them near the front door. Sometimes, burglars can use not only your door, but your window too. Mind your trash, especially if you throw away some pricey stuff packaging. Don't let the thieves know what you purchased and how much you paid for it. Also, your trash may contain some essential information about your personal data, credit card details, and so much more. Keep an eye on your mailbox. Make sure you have a lock on it. Thing is, burglars may be quite interested in your mail contents, so the secret is simple. Keep the mailbox locked and make sure you shred any personal data-related papers. Now let's inspect your front lawn. Hey, I can see something compromising. I'm talking about these large bushes. Yeah, I know, you don't have time to trim them. The larger they get, the more space there is for the burglars to hide. Plus, if someone sees untrimmed shrubs and trees in the front yard, they might think nobody's home. You see the point, right? Okay, let's say you ignored all the previous tips and burglars broke into your house. The most interesting thing for them is surely cash. If you don't have any cash at home, you can skip this tip. But if you have valuables, get creative. Cash can be stuffed into a plastic bag and hidden in a large container with some leftovers. Also, you can place that plastic bag into an old detergent bottle you keep in the storeroom or the kitchen. Burglars aren't likely to look for your stash there. A couple of don'ts here. Hiding cash or jewels in a prescription pills container isn't that smart. And yeah, a freezer isn't the best option either. Many burglars like to check it in the first place. Time to see if you keep your keys right. If you keep your car and house keys together, you might want to reconsider it. First off, imagine you lose them and burglars somehow know where you live. Not only will they grab what they want, but they'll also have a vehicle to transport all your hard-earned belongings. Keep an eye on your garage keys, especially if it's possible to sneak into your house through your garage. Even if it isn't, who said there are no valuables in the garage? However, there are no limits whatsoever for burglars. They can sneak into houses even through small windows. The reason why they prefer doors is that it's the safest way. While squeezing through the window can get scratches, and it's not that they don't want to spoil their looks. The thing is, if they leave their DNA, they can be traced. However, crooks are careful about not leaving their traces. For instance, a report from England claims only about 3% of burglars leave forensic evidence. To protect yourself at night, there are several options. Number one, insert a large paperclip or a bobby pin inside the keyhole. You can use a spare pair of keys if you have them. This way, you'll make it extremely hard, if not impossible, for the burglars to use the key dupes. Number two, barricading is an option. It can be a heavy chair, a bookshelf, you name it. I mean, why not if it makes you feel safe? If your door opens outwardly, a jammer could do a great job for you. A chair can be super handy. Secure it under the doorknob. It's not the most powerful security system, but at least it does its job. binding the doorknobs or handles together can be an option too. A dummy security camera can protect you during the day and night. Again, burglars are not as fearless as they may seem. If you have a real CCTV, make sure the crooks don't deactivate it, so place it in some hard-to-get place. If you're ready to fork out some money for protection, then the motion sensor light is exactly what you need. Crooks like dim spots, and once they approach your place, they'll be frightened off by the bright light. This solution works as long as the burglars know you're home. In case they're sure you're away, it's way less efficient. TV and radio timers are another trick. With their help, you can imitate your home even if you're not. A perfect match for the motion sensor light. This trick can help outsmart some burglars, but again, it doesn't give a 100% guarantee. Some of them aren't afraid to break in, even if the TV's on. What about live alarm systems? This can be real or fake too. I'm talking about dogs. Remember the trick with the boots? You can do the same with a dog if you don't have one. Leave a large bowl on the porch, but make sure it all looks real. I mean, the bowl should not look untouched and brand new. Hey, do you know all your neighbors? If not, it's high time you baked some cookies and visited them to know them better. First, the crooks don't really like to operate in areas where few people know each other and care for each other. This way, their chances of being spotted and reported are extremely high. So, a sort of neighborhood watch is a perfect way to protect your house. And who knows? Find new friends.
Burglaries are on the rise in your neighborhood, and you have concerns about whether your house might be vulnerable. You have no surveillance system, so tonight, you're placing some foil over the front door handle before you go to bed. This will help identify if someone sneakily tries to enter while you sleep. You wake up the next morning, and it appears the foil is slightly ripped. Someone has been here, and they're sure to return. Another option is to put a mug on the doorknob. When the knob turns, the mug will fall, causing a noise to wake you up and hopefully deter the intruder. Your main concern is that a tradesman stopped by recently. He said that he was working next door and asked to use your toilet. You refused and felt bad at the time for being rude. But it was a very smart move. About 60% of burglaries in the USA are made by someone you know or have met before. That tradesman, while going to the bathroom, could have adjusted something in your house to make their return entry a little easier. They may have wanted to take a closer look at what security system is installed, check the structural integrity of your home, and found out what valuable loot you might have. Finally, today you're going on vacation. You need to prepare your house and make it as safe as possible. A full post box is the first thing a robber will look for in a target. Your neighbor will need to take your mail while you're away. A well-manicured property is a clear sign that you are always there. You've always kept your lawn mown and hedges trimmed, so you will need to arrange for someone to do this while you're away. If it was winter, any untouched snow around your house would also make it a target. Having a neighbor make pretend footprints that show recent activity will also provide a deterrent. There are many types of hedges that act as a great first defense. Luckily, you have sharp-leaved shrubs along your fences. If someone jumps into your property and lands on a sharp or spiky bush, they will immediately cry out in discomfort. This will alert your neighbors of an intruder. And the foliage will also catch fragments of clothing that could be used as evidence later. In preparation for your trip the week before, you opened and closed your curtains at random times throughout the day. You made sure there were no clear patterns, so it won't matter if they're left open while you're away, just in case someone was scouting your property. Burglars spend several days walking or driving through neighborhoods, identifying the behaviors of each house. One thing they don't really like is a neighborhood watch. Criminals do their research before they start scouting and will avoid these areas. Something for you to organize when you get back. Now, move all your expensive electronics away from the windows so there's nothing of value in clear view. Put them inside a cupboard or a concealed room. Don't worry about TVs. They're too large and take effort to move. The criminals are more interested in the smaller devices, like an iPad and gaming devices. Put your small expensive items, like jewelry, in boxes and hide them away in a secret location. Surprisingly, a kid's room is a good spot. Burglars have admitted to never going into them, as there's nothing of value in toys. Take photos of all the serial numbers on your electronic devices and create an inventory for insurance purposes. 95% of break-ins are done by force, so it's time to reinforce your windows and doors. You can make it even more difficult for the crooks. Remove all stools, chairs, and ladders in the backyard and put them into your garage. Otherwise, they will help provide easier access points to higher entrances, like the air conditioner box. This is one of their favorites. Without a way to reinforce it, it's easy to tear off and creates an entrance. Don't make it easier for them with a step up. Burglars can break down a weak door within 1 minute. Install a metal frame instead of wood for more support. The hinges and lock should have adequate strength to withstand being kicked long enough until they give up. With the lock as the remaining weak spot, this can easily be picked by an experienced thief. A simple protection lock that holds it in place will make sure it won't budge. The hinges on your garage door swing outwards, which makes it vulnerable, and can be accessed by taking the pins out of the hinges. Replace them with tamper-proof pins so they can't be removed. And lastly, the garage overhead door is one of the first places a burglar looks to access. They don't have a lock that fully secures them. Attach a padlock on the latch connecting it to the track, holding it in place. Your garage door doesn't have this option, so drill a hole in the track just above one of the rollers and attach a padlock. Robbers are scared of dogs, the territorial and loyal guardians of the house. A survey found that most houses burgled didn't have dogs because thieves don't want to draw attention during a heist. Unfortunately, you don't own one, but just placing a dog bowl outside the front door will discourage them. Burglars have adapted their craft with technology. 4 out of 5 criminals use social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Google Maps, to find their targets. Even sharing a photo with a house key in it is enough for a burglar to create their own key by zooming in and taking the exact measurements. Make sure your wireless network is secure and use a new, much stronger password while away. You're not only vulnerable to physical objects being stolen. Valuable data like passwords and access codes can be taken through your network. And there's also the threat of infecting devices through malicious malware. You can also remove the vision of your house completely from Google Maps. Type in your home address, find the street view of your residence, press the options button, and select Report a Problem. You'll be taken to a screen with an image of your home, with the option to move a red square to cover your property. Request it to be blurred under the option My Home and enter your exact address. It will only take a couple of days to be processed. Don't leave the radio on while away. It won't help. Through the burglar's method of scouting houses, they take note of radio and TV sounds. When they return, they check if they're still on, which just makes it easier to confirm that no one's home. An alternative option to show active presence at home is by making your own audio, something that plays ambient noises randomly throughout the day, with footsteps, conversations, and a dog barking. Leaving your lights on is also not a good idea. Someone spying will notice your house easier, especially at night, and you'll be further robbed on your electricity bill. you're just about ready to leave on your vacation and need to take the trash out. If you have some large boxes, break them down so they can fit inside the bin. Hide any clues about what valuables you recently received. Last check, all the doors are locked and no windows are left open. Now you can finally enjoy your trip. But as you enjoy yourself in your picturesque location, leave any snaps on your phone while you're over there and post them online only when you return. If you do share your photos while you're away, it will have made all your preparations pointless. Every criminal in the area will know you're not home. But with 2.5 million houses burgled annually in the USA, a house without a modern security system is 300% more likely to be broken into. When you get back from your break, it will be a great idea to install one.
When a stranger asks you to take a picture of them and gives you a phone, don't rush to take it. Look at them first. If he or she looks suspicious or unfriendly, it's better to refuse the request nicely. Maybe it's a fraud. They give you the phone, you turn on the camera and see that it's broken. The image in the photo is damaged. You give the stranger their phone back and they accuse you of breaking the phone. They demand money and behave aggressively. In such a situation, it's better not to panic and not be provoked. Calmly leave. Make it clear that you won't fall for this. And if they behave too aggressively, then call the police. You're walking down the street and a man or woman in dirty clothes runs up to you. They pretend to be homeless and behave like they're in a hurry. They show you a strange coin and say they found it in a basement of an old house. The stranger says the coin is a very rare specimen and is worth thousands of dollars. You take a photo of the coin and find out information about it on the internet, and it turns out to be true. The coin is expensive. The homeless person can't sell it for that kind of money because no one will believe them. They offer to give the coin to you for a few hundred bucks. The offer seems profitable, but it's a hoax. The stranger offers you a fake that costs no more than a couple of dollars. They pretend to be poor and homeless to make their story seem realistic, refuse the purchase, and call the police. This guy can trick other people too. Thieves can put an advertising flyer, a newspaper, or a sticker on the door of your house or apartment. In the doorway, you can find a piece of paper or a thin strip from a plastic bottle. If you don't remove one of these items for a long time, then the thieves understand that you're not at home. This way, thieves mark buildings and apartments that are easy to get into. After all, getting into an empty apartment is much safer. So as soon as you see a foreign object, immediately get rid of it. If a flyer or bookmark hangs on the door for 1 or 2 days, it tells the thief that no one's home. Of course, these can be real advertising stickers, but you still don't need them. In addition to flyers, they may be strange labels on the house or apartment door, numbers, crosses, or other symbols. This is how robbers mark houses they're about to break in. If you see such a sign, it's better to call the police. You're approaching your car and see a shirt or a piece of cloth wrapped around the wiper. At this moment, don't try to remove it. Calmly get into the car, look around, and drive away from this place. Then, when you have changed the location, you can safely take off the cloth. The fact is that the scammers tie the fabric on the wipers on purpose and as tightly as possible. While you're messing around with the shirt and try to take it off, they can get into your car and drive away or even jump you from behind. You arrive at the supermarket, stop in the parking lot, and get out of the car. At this moment, another, more expensive car stops nearby. A neat and wealthy-looking man comes out of there and asks you for some money for gas. He says that his phone's run out of juice, he forgot his wallet at home, and he urgently needs to refill his tank. He promises to send you the money as soon as he gets to the phone. Don't give him money. He's a fraud. It might seem he really needs help and will definitely return the money because he looks like an honest and decent person. But most likely, his car is rented and his clothes are cheap. During the day, he drives around the city and asks to borrow money for the gas from different drivers, counting on their sympathy. By the end of the day, he accumulates a large amount and doesn't return it. You walk down the street and see a beautiful coin or a phone lying on the ground. Don't pick it up. It's well glued to the asphalt. You will not be able to lift it on the first attempt. You will start trying to take the object off the ground, and while you're at it, the scammer will run past and grab your bag. Such a clever trick resembles cheese in a mousetrap. In movies, we often see how thieves feed a dog to make it friendly during a house robbery, or they add sleeping pills to dog food. In reality, everything is much more unpleasant. Thieves can steal your dog to make it easier to rob the house. Of course, if the dog is missing, it doesn't always mean someone wants to rob you. However, if this happens, then you need to be on your guard. Robbers and thieves spend a lot of time on social networks. Don't rush to post photos from your vacation in another country. When you do this, you basically shout to the whole world, "Look how far away I am from my house." It's better to wait until you get home and only then upload the photos. Also, there are cases when thieves collaborate with mobile scammers. They got access to the social pages of some people to find out when they were going on vacation. Then, they reported the information to the real robbers. You're driving home from work and suddenly notice you're almost out of gas. That's weird because you recently filled a full tank. You go to the gas station and to the car repair center to check if there is a gas leak in the vehicle. Meanwhile, robbers can take things out of your house. They deliberately drain the fuel from your car so that you'd go to the gas station. They detain you and buy time to clean out your home. If you're sure that you refueled recently and the gas was drained from you, then you should call your neighbors and ask them to monitor your house or apartment. If you regularly use cleaning services for your house, then you should be alerted by the appearance of a new cleaner. Every time a cleaner is replaced, the cleaning company should warn you about it. If this didn't happen, check for yourself. Call and find out all about the new cleaner. If they have new information about the new employer, then probably the thief wants to get into your apartment and inspect it for valuables. Call the police and don't let the cleaner inside the house. Also, thieves can pretend to be plumbers, doctors, or social workers. Demand the necessary documents from them before letting these people into your home. They can be nice and sociable, but while you're talking to them, they're observing your house. Don't throw unnecessary documents in the trash. Scammers can check the trash cans. They can find payment receipts, some certificates. It doesn't mean anything to you, but a thief can get information about your ID, earnings, and insurance. Always chop up the documents you throw away. There are many fraudulent ways in which discarded documents can be used. Here are some more tips that will reduce the risk of robbery of your property. Don't leave cardboard boxes from new TV, expensive phones, laptops, or gold watches in the trash can. There's no need to show that you're living well. The advice is not to throw out such garbage near your house. Also, you can cover the boxes with plastic bags so thieves can't see them. If you live in a private house and trees grow next to it, then cut off the branches stretching to your windows. A thief can easily use them as a ladder. Also, thieves try to avoid houses with plants and flowers growing under the windows, especially if it's roses with thorns or cacti. You can put a "Beware of Angry Dog" sticker on the door, even if you don't have a pet. No one will want to enter inside. You can even attach a fake CCTV camera. It will also scare robbers away. To prevent a robbery, you can create an illusion that there is always someone in the house, even if you have gone on vacation. No need to leave the TV or music on. You can set a special timer that will be turning on the TV for a while every day. There are also special light bulbs with a timer. Let them light up in the house every evening and night for 20 to 30 minutes while you're away. Thieves often look at filled mailboxes. They see a lot of letters and realize nobody has been home for a long time. Wherever you go on vacation for a while, ask a neighbor to pull out your mail. Or you can go to the post office and ask not to deliver letters to your mailbox before your arrival.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like. And